The third largest faith group in the country is struggling over gay rights. The top policymaking body of the United Methodist Church this week narrowly approved a full review of all church law on sexuality. Delegates at the church's general conference meeting out in Portland have put off all consideration of LGBT-related proposals, including the church's ban on gay weddings. Instead, the delegates created a commission that will spend at least 2 years reviewing policy on all these topics. Meantime, there's growing talk that the church could divide, breaking into even multiple divisions. Joining us now are two of the best-known Methodists in the Kansas City area. They are the Reverend Adam Hamilton. He's with the Church of the Resurrection out in Leawood. That's the largest Methodist church in the nation. He joins us from the convention in Portland. And Reverend Hamilton, it's always nice to have you. Thank you for taking some time.
Hey, thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you today.
And also with us is the Reverend Mark Holland, who's also the mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County. He was in Portland, but he's back for a graduation ceremony. And Reverend Holland, Mark, nice to have you, too.
Good to be here, Steve. Thanks.
Reverend Hamilton, let me start with you. How serious is the split within your church right now, and how likely is a possible separation?
Well, the divisions are pretty deep, and really mainly on the edges of the spectrum, if you think of it that way. There's a strong, very conservative portion of our church, of our denomination in the United States, that says, you know, we really can't tolerate having any, you know, any variance from a very strict interpretation of the scripture on same-gender marriages or ordination of same-gender persons in same-gender relationships. And then you've got this broad middle, probably 85% of our people in the United States are in this broad middle. And then you've got another 5 or 10% on the far left who say, you know, we really want to be in a church where only people are willing to embrace our view of this issue. And so, you know, most of us are in this strong middle. Across the world, however, we have in Africa a large number of United Methodists, and their interpretation of scripture on this is much more conservative, more in line with the most conservative elements here in the United States.
And Reverend Hamilton, when you say the broad middle, is that group, you know, where does that group stand on this whole issue of same-gender marriage?
Well, I think it's sort of like the United States population as a whole. We mirror that. So there are, I would say there's probably, you know, 50% of our folks who would say, I'm not really sure. I love gay and lesbian people, but I don't really know what I think about gay marriage. And another 50% of that broad middle who would say, you know, I think we need to see this issue. We need to be more inclusive on this. I see that, you know, I recognize that the Bible doesn't always, you know, what we read in the Bible doesn't always tell us God's timeless and eternal will. There are things like, you know, the roles of women that we see differently than, you know, the biblical period. And so I think we're pretty divided on that. Mark may have a different opinion, but in the church that I serve, you know, we've got a significant number of people who are embracing gay and lesbian people and saying, look, you know, we get it. And we have members who are married, who are gay or lesbian. But, you know, there are others who say, look, I want to welcome people. I just am not sure how I feel about that.
Reverend Mark Holland, what's your view about how serious the split is inside your church? And what are your concerns about a potential separation here?
Well, I think the goal of the what was just passed at General Conference was to have a more in-depth conversation. I mean, our church has split in the past. We split in the 1840s over the issue of slavery, North and South. Many denominations split during that time. And we've had several other heated social issues that have brought in a lot of conversation. The role of laity, I mean, the United Methodist Church, half of the people at General Conference are lay people, half are clergy. Many churches don't have a role for lay people in the decision-making body. The United Methodist Church says that was a big battle in the 1920s and 30s. The role of ordination of women, I mean, that was 1956. We've ordained women for 60 years in the United Methodist Church. That was falling along similar political lines in terms of people struggling. Whether or not clergy could be divorced and stay in their pulpit was another big issue really in the 70s. And this issue of homosexuality is another issue that works along the lines of biblical interpretation and tends to break conservative and liberal along the church lines. And we were able to get through the laity and the ordination of women and the divorce issue without separation, and being able to be in places where the church regionally disagrees and practices in many ways differently. My hope is that we can come to a similar compromise on the issue of homosexuality, where regional groups can make decisions that make sense for their for their model. I mean, if you're out in California in the United Methodist Church, the mission field doesn't understand why the church doesn't accept gay and lesbian people. And frankly, my congregation in Kansas City, Kansas, is very open and welcoming to gay and lesbian folks and celebrate their life and families and everything, and don't understand why that being said in Kansas City is hurts anybody in Houston or in Africa. So that's really the question: is can we come to a regional role where we can allow people to practice a little bit differently, though our theological underpinnings and our constitution of what we believe in terms of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the work of the church, that all we have in common. And that's one of the struggles. And I think Reverend Hamilton would agree with this, that we have so much positive happening in terms of outreach to the poor and witness to the world, that dividing that witness along this issue would be very painful.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can overcome that for the sake of the larger mission.
You know, Reverend Hamilton, some people might look at this and conclude that if a major mainline religious organization like the United Methodist Church can't hang together without dividing over an issue like this, how can America remain intact? And I'm wondering about the example your church might be setting here.
Right. Well, I actually think we're trying to set a pretty good example on this in trying to find a way in which we can say, look, we can disagree on how we read scripture here. We're going to agree that we're going to love and welcome people, and we're going to follow Christ, and we're going to seek to do his will in the world. And there's room for people on both sides. The Methodist Church is really a church of the via media, or the middle way, in which we recognize we're stronger when we have people who are conservative and people who are progressive together in the same church. And I think we're going to pull that off. I do think there's going to be maybe some people on the far ends of the spectrum on either side who are going to peel away and say, I just can't do it. But I think the vast majority of our people are going to say, look, we can do this. We can agree to disagree on this and still remain as faithful followers of Christ and people who care for one another. And we're already doing it in our churches. Almost every United Methodist Church across the United States has people who see this issue differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit in the same Sunday school classes, and they care for each other, and they don't want to divide from each other. And I think that's where I believe we're heading. In a couple of years, the bishops will bring back a proposal to the church. And I think that proposal is going to be for something that says it's possible for you to be a faithful Christian and interpret scripture this way or that way. And this isn't something we should divide over. And I think most of our churches are going to agree with that. And I think that's where our country is, too. I think you know, we may not see this the same way, but we're not going to stop being friends with somebody because they see it differently.
Reverend Mark Holland, just briefly, where do you stand on this issue of gay marriage inside your United Methodist Church?
Well, I've been a strong advocate for a long time, for 20-some years, to support ordination of gay and lesbian people and to support gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think the time has come. I think my understanding of the scriptures through reason, experience, scripture, and tradition, which is the United Method, the Wesleyan model of the quadrilateral, helps us to inform our understanding of scripture. And so I've been a strong advocate of that. My church is a reconciling congregation, and we've been very vocal and active about that. I think one of the things that's been the historic thing that happened in Portland that's new, and Reverend Hamilton and I teamed up on this, was to ask the bishops to actually show us a path forward, because the bishops had said, look, we're divided on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the request that we made to the bishops was, if you all who are a divided body can model for us holy conferencing and how to live together moving forward, that would be a great gift to the General Conference. That was non-binding request to the bishops. They accepted the offer and came back with us for a recommendation to set up this process. And the General Conference adopted that process. That's really a historic moment to really engage our spiritual leaders in showing us a path forward.
Right.
Because it is about holding us together for the witness of Christ in the world.
Reverend Hamilton, where do you come down on these issues of gay marriage and also ordaining gay priests?
Well, I also agree with Mark that the church needs to be able to embrace people who are in the same gender relationships who want to get married, that they want to make a vow to love and to cherish until we're parted by death. And I think God looks at them as his children, and he sees the love that they share and wants to make space for that. I think we need to make space for that within the church. I'm also, however, in a church where I've got a pretty broad swath of folks. So the folks know where I stand and know that I'm moving us as a denomination, trying to move us to a place of full inclusion. And at the same time, you know, our official policy at Church of the Resurrection is wherever you stand on this, it's possible to be a faithful Christian and to see this issue differently. And it all comes down to, in part, how we understand the nature of Scripture and then how we interpret it. And
right.
So, you know, we've tried to create a church that's broad enough to say, if you're more conservative on this issue, as long as you're willing to welcome and love people, it's okay that you're interpreting Scripture differently here. This happens to be where I stand as your pastor, and this is how I see it. And again, we've got literally hundreds of gay and lesbian people among our, you know, 20,000 members. We've got probably 300 or 400 gay and lesbian people, many of whom are married, and you know, baptized their kids, and we love and welcome them. And so, you know, that is, and that's cost us. You know, we've had members who've left the church over that, but most of our members have said, well, whether I agree with Pastor Adam or not, I love this church, and I
right.
believe that we are serious about following Christ, and it's okay for us to disagree.
Yeah, I just got 30 seconds left here, Reverend Howland. You know, other mainline denominations, I'm thinking about the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians, have approved same-sex marriage. Why does this appear to be such a tougher issue for the Methodists?
Well, a part of it is the global structure of the United Methodist Church. We have an organic structure where 40% of the delegates for our general conference come from outside of the United States. And in all mainline denominations, the international group tends to be significantly more conservative.
Mm.
And their mission field is very different from our mission field. And so because of the, if it were a vote by the U.S. delegates in the United States, I think we would approve gay marriage and the ordination of gay and lesbian people. But with the international, and that's the balance we want to keep. We want to keep that international flavor and that balance. We just have to find a way to live together.
That's the voice of the Reverend Mark Holland. He's also the mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County. We are also joined by the Reverend Adam Hamilton. He's with the Church of the Resurrection out in Leawood. Gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate it.